This is high time, guys.
The kitchen is busy at Montecito's Honor Bar restaurant. For the first time in 2 weeks, the stoves are fired up, the servers are filling orders, and most importantly, there are people here eating lunch.
It's fantastic. It's the first green shoots of recovery, and we're really excited.
Montecito's main business district, Coast Village Road, reopened to the public at noon on Tuesday, 2 weeks to the day after the community was hit by massive flooding. It shut down more than 100 businesses. The Honor Bar was the only restaurant in the community ready to reopen when the evacuation order was lifted, and to do it, they had to bring in water tanks and porta potties. Manager Emily Owen.
We're just so happy to be open, you know, giving the community a sense of hope again, a place to just come and hang out, relax, talk to each other, just gather. We want to be that community thing right now, and we're glad that we can do that. It's like a community therapy session right now, which is what we all need.
Across the street from the restaurant, the upscale women's clothing store Allura Falora also reopened as soon as the evacuation order was lifted. TJ Bridenstine, who co-owns the store with her mother, describes what Coast Village Road looked like on the day of the flooding.
It was a mess. I got woken up around 6:30 by one of my employees who lives just around the corner. Her neighborhood is basically gone. Coming in, we were in mud up to our knees. People were kind of in a strange disbelief. It was weird. There was no police here yet. It wasn't closed off to the public. It was surreal. Floating cars on the street. Just complete disarray.
Bridenstine says they worked hard to get the store ready to reopen.
We had about 30 to 50 feet of mud come in to about the front desk where we're sitting right now. We cleaned up ourselves and with a cleanup crew. Nobody has come in yet. You're the first person we've seen today. We are happy to hear that the evacuation orders have been lifted for this area.
The shop owner says she's anxious for evacuation orders to be lifted for the rest of Montecito because residents make up about half of her business. The other half comes from hotel guests, and that could be tougher because some hotels like the Biltmore could be closed for months. Some of those who work in Montecito say it feels good to be able to return. Tobias Hildebrand is a longtime real estate agent in the community.
They're very excited to get back and some form of normal existence here in Montecito.
Amanda Dipdahl has a gourmet food store in Coast Village Road called Viva Oliva. Her store escaped with minor damage, but she's worried about business.
I was a bit depressed this morning coming to work and thinking, you know, what am I going to see? It's like empty streets. But now that I'm back in the shop, we're seeing slowly more traffic coming through here, which is great. So I think if we just can open the door and let everyone come through, it'd be great.
While the reopening of Coast Village Road is a major step for Montecito, some say it could take time still before things are back to normal. Robert Ludwig with the Coast Village Business Association says the reopening was faster than he expected, but he thinks with so many people still evacuated, it could take time for customers to return. He says about a fifth of the businesses in the community tried to reopen Tuesday.
Days, maybe a few weeks, but certainly this is the beginning. We had to start. You have to start somewhere. So the streets open. About 20% of the businesses that we count are trying to open today.
Officials say it could be another week before many of the remaining Montecito area evacuees are able to return home, with work continuing on damaged roads and to repair disrupted utilities. In Montecito, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.